I will call this meeting to order of the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission for October the 6th, 2022. First order of business is the September 1st, 2022 minutes. If everyone's had a chance to review them, if anybody has any comments or adjustments or motions to approve. Sean?
This is, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to approve the September meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay. Without objection, the minutes for the September 1st, 2022 meeting minutes are approved. And we only have one item on the agenda today, and that is the petition of Donald Jones for 1000 Bowden Street, unnamed park naming request. And staff will make the first presentation.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. The applicant is requesting approval to name an unnamed park at 1000 Bowden Street, located between Winburn Street to the north, Allen Avenue to the east, Bowden Street to the west, and Blunt Avenue to the south, from the informal name of Carver Village Park to George Washington Carver Neighborhood Park. Per the applicant, the park has been called various names throughout its history and documentation, including variations on Bowden Park, Bowden Playground, Bowden Street Playground, Carver Playground, Carver Village Playground, Carver Heights Community Park. To date, no designation has been discovered in official city records. With regards to naming criteria and requirements, the proposed honorary naming commemorates George Washington Carver, a noteworthy agricultural scientist and inventor associated with the United States of America. Born into slavery, Carver made it his life's work to use agricultural chemistry and science to improve the lives of impoverished farmers throughout the rural South. He is known as one of the most prominent scientists of the early 20th century in the United States, and his influence has had a lasting impact. With regards to the considerations and community support, the naming is largely supported by the surrounding community and would not directly affect residents or businesses in the vicinity. There is an appropriateness associated with the name, as the applicant provided evidence from a 1948 New York Times article that mentioned Carver Village, where the park is located, was also named for George Washington Carver. Staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for naming the currently unnamed park at 1000 Bowden Street to George Washington Carver Neighborhood Park, as requested, because the proposed name change meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. Thank you. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Caden. Does the board have any questions of staff? If not, the petitioner is welcome to come up and say a few words if they like. Just state your name and your affiliation, if any, for the record.
Donald Jones. And I'm one of the children from when the park was first put there. Matter of fact, when they laid it, the concrete and everything out there, seesaws, swings, and everything. And my mother was one of the persons that spearheaded that project years ago, and they're all dead and gone now. So, but a lot of their children are still around. I'm just one of them. I'm sorry no one else is here to stand with me, but it's well supported. About it.
Well, I'll just comment. Thank you, sir, for being here. I was just going to comment that it's always interesting to read these histories of parks and also realize how many parks don't have names and just look at the history of it. But I really appreciate the documentation and the letter that you included. That was really moving, actually.
Well, I don't know. I can only speak for the Balvin Street Park, and that's what I'm calling it now because, like the young lady said, they called it the Balvin Street Park, the Carver Heights Park, the Front Park, and all kind of names, but it never really had an official name. And when I realized that, this about approximately 3 years ago, that's when this campaign here started. So, I appreciate everything that's about to happen, and hopefully we can move forward on this project.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it seems more than appropriate. but if any of the board members have any questions, the petitioner, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, this is a great idea. I'm always for naming all of the parks. They should all have names. I don't understand why you would erect a park without a name anyway, but that's a different story. One quick question, and this is just purely because I'm interested to know, why go with George Washington Carver Neighborhood Park and not Carver Village Park or Carver Park to go more along with in the neighborhood that you're in?
Okay, good question. George Washington Carver was a famous person.
The peanut guy.
Well, not only just the peanut. Soys, sweet potatoes, biofuel. Henry Ford saw a lot in him. They were great friends. Thomas Edison saw a lot in him. So the accomplishments that he made, he never really wanted to stick his chest out and fame was not his thing. Working with the poor people was his satisfaction. He was God sent. Now your question, why naming this park after him? Little children in this area. Okay, first let me say this. I'm 70 years old. Approximately 10 years ago, I realized who it was named after. So people died in that area just knowing that area was, they lived in Carver Village. They didn't know that it was dedicated after George Washington Carver. Certain things they kept secret. As a matter of fact, they even tried to change the name to Carver Heights, not Carver Village. But that's another story. George Washington Carver, little children will grow up and saying, I'm going to go on the George Washington Carver Park, okay, to play, instead of the Bowden Street Park or whatever. I think it's instrumental. I think it's important. I hate to say it like this, even though the village is named after him. I was just talking to a gentleman yesterday, and I said, "Do you?" And he grew up out there. He's 70 years old. And I'll tell him on the project that I was working on and on the naming of the Bowden Street Park. And I said, did you know that the Carver Village was named after George Washington Carver? He said, no. This is my first time hearing it. So as many times as I can put his name around the village, and I want to say something before I say that. When I first moved out there as a kid, I was a little baby. I can remember a field where that park is. That was the garden that everybody out there grew their products. They grew their livelihood, their greens, their everything, corn. That's all I can remember. It was sometime later when the parents got together and decided to clear that field out and have a place for us to play. Now, again, I'm still a little kid now. It was the most exciting thing that one has ever seen, to see a playground being put together as a child. So when everything was put together, all we did was play. We grew up playing. We became old men and didn't play anymore. My home is still next to the playground where I grew up at. I still own the property there because that was my parents' home. And I don't even think my parents even knew it was George Washington Carver. I don't want to stop at George Washington Carver, that playground. I want to put a plaque up with all of his accomplishments. I may not put it on the playground, but that's something else I'm working on with the help of Mr. Shearhouse. I may have to put it at the front of the village. Okay. At the entrance. But I don't want to say that young Black people don't know who George Washington Carver was. I don't want to make us sound that bad. But the more we can spread his name out, because it's a wonderful thing for this village to be named after him, and then this playground being named after him also. One person said to me, well, Don, the village is already named after him. Why would you want the playground named after him? I think it's something that needed to be done. Okay. Outside of the village being named, that's the only name out there that carries an African American name. From every street, every cross street, that may not be important. But when little kids come up, like I came up, I want them to say, that's the George Washington Carver Park. Do you know who George Washington Carver was and his accomplishments? Now, who knows? That may influence them. I'm going to end with this. I used to recite poetry. Well, I still recite poetry, but this is when I was doing it regularly. And a young kid came up to me and he said, Mama, there he is right there. Because I was an old man then. When I first recited poetry, I was a younger man. And his mother came to me and he said, you inspired him so much that that's all he could think of was the poems that you recited. He was a little kid. Now he's an adult.
and East Stuttering art and literature and poetry. That's just one kid. I don't know how many others. But from that name being spread out around the village, it may impress one kid, two kids, three kids, and more to do something different. Mr. Sean, I hope I answered your question.
Yes.
That was probably the most compelling argument I've heard for naming a park since I've been here. Lisa, did you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Jones. If, which I think it will be dedicated to the name, I hate that you're not playing in the playground anymore. So maybe you and I can go down that slide together. What do you think?
Well, you know, you know, I still work out there.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've had a lot of changes. Well, in my writings here, I said that the front of the village and the back of the village, we're fortunate to have two parks. Sometimes they only put emphasis on one park, and that's the one that carries the name of Kennedy Park, which was named after John Kennedy, which was the mayor at that time. And no emphasis went on the Bowden Street Park. Now, I won't talk about how all of that stopped, because that's neither here nor there. I'd like to think of something moving forward, not when it stopped. But I still work out there. I was working with a young group of children, 15, this past July, in a lawn cutting program. And we raked up elderly people's grass, and they were so happy that we were doing that. As far as the playground equipment, I think a lot of our equipment is antiquated. It's just old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with Mr. Ledbetter on that.
Okay.
As we speak. We have some things that we're doing. So my work doesn't stop at the naming.
Right.
Okay. And how that started, when one of the workers for the city, I called out there for them to come out there and clean up the park. And when I went out there, when they were out there, he showed me one of the write-ups that they have, or however they write there, the tickets, the Carver Heights Park. And I said, it's not named the Carver Heights Park. He said, well, sir, this is what I have on my work order. And I said, well, your work order is wrong. But it's no sense in me discussing that with you. I appreciate the work that you all are doing out here, because the park was being cleaned up. And that's when I started working on the name.
Okay.
So, and another person came out there and they said, well, the Bowden Street Park. I said, boy, this park has so many different names. And it was the first park. It's probably one of the oldest parks in Savannah. But again, I won't get into how the naming stopped or how the project stopped on Bowden Street.
Well, we appreciate you working on that.
Hopefully, children will be able to slide down those sliding boards and walking up to the George Washington Carver Neighborhood Park. There's a daycare right down the street. And they do frequent that park on a regular basis. The young lady is complaining about the sliding board being metal instead of plastic. But again, that's another issue I'm working on. Thank you so much, though.
Any other questions of the petition? Yeah, Catherine.
I just made a comment that the metal slide, you put some sand on it, makes it go faster.
Right? Well, that's what we did when we were kids.
Me too.
So. Yeah.
Any other questions of the petitioner? I just want to say you're an asset to the community, sir. Really impressive, wow, the work that you do. So I just want to say I appreciate that.
I stand on the shoulders of a lot of parents that are gone now that would be proud of this moment. That's all I have to say.
Well, I'm not going to presume what the vote is going to be. I can assume. But if there is a dedication, we'd love to be invited. I might be getting a little ahead of things, but thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
At the end of what I wrote, it's almost like saying a prayer. When you say a prayer, you don't wait for what God does. Just say thank you. You say thank you after the prayer. And at the end of what I wrote was, thank you so much for what about to happen. I thank you all so much.
Thank you. I should ask, Joe, do you have any comments? Or? Okay. I do want to give a shout out to Mr. Shearhouse. And you're a hardworking man. And we saw each other earlier at the Raphael Warnock honorary street naming too. So I know you've been running around today. So I appreciate you coming down here too. Okay. Do a formality and ask if there's any comments online or anybody here to speak for or against this petition. I'm going to assume probably not.
No members of the public online.
Okay. And I don't see anyone else in the audience, so I'm going to assume there's no other comments. We can move to board discussion, or if there's a motion. Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation as stated.
Motion is to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
This is Catherine. A second.
So there's a motion to approve staff recommendation and a second. We'll go down the line. Ashley, how do you vote?
This is Ashley. Aye.
This is Sean. Aye.
This is Catherine. Aye.
This is Lisa. Aye.
The motion is approved. So my understanding is this will have to go through city council.
Yes. Yes.
Can't see any problems. I don't want to assume anything, but if there is a dedication ceremony, we would love to be invited.
Thank you so much. And I'll see to it that Mr. Shearhouse knows about it and he'll forward that information to you all.
And thank you so much for your work too. That's really appreciated.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be here.
Thank you, sir.
And honored.
Ditto.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
That basically concludes. I did take a couple of photos of the aforementioned. I'm a terrible photographer, by the way. That is Senator Warnock's head right there. but there was there's Senator Warnock with our mayor and our two Mayor Otis Johnson and former Mayor Edna Jackson. And there's Senator Warnock speaking. They had a full marching band. It was a full production. I didn't get as many photos as I should have. I do have video of the marching band, but thank you, Caitlin, for sharing those. I just wanted to go ahead and.
I have a quick question. Did we get an email about that? And I missed.
I forwarded the email to everyone.
I totally missed that. I would have been there.
I think it was a couple days ago.
It was like only the day before yesterday. And as the mayor was mentioning, I think they were making all these scheduling issues. So I think that's there wasn't a whole lot of advance notice, but understood.
The the city announcement or whatever that sends out like all of the different blurbs that I get a ton from whatever came out on, I want to say like Monday.
Yesterday, I think, yeah.
Because the second I got it, I forwarded it right off to Leah to forward off to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think then you sent it.
And then I forwarded it as well, yeah. So, yeah.
So it was.
But I was like, man, why can't they give us more notice? And then Mayor Johnson made it obvious there are scheduling issues. So I think they made it all come together. But again, kudos to Joe as well for all the hard work. So I know you. And I think that's it. Do we have any petitions for the next meeting?
There were no applications that came in by the deadline, so no. Okay.
So probably not then.
No, I think potentially December 1st will be the next one, depending on if anybody applies for the next deadline. So, okay. But for November, no.
Does anyone have any new business to discuss? If not, then without objection, meeting is adjourned.